Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure as always. And you're going to be glad you did because our good friend Jorian Clark is back with us. Jory is the founder of Spectracom. It's a technology company, an online expertise company. They help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace online, and they do an outstanding job with that. And one of the things that she spends a lot of time in is the virtual world, and she's one of the leaders in that whole part of cyberspace, and she's here to talk to us about that. Jory, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and thanks again so much for having us.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Jory. It's great to have you here. Talk to us. Give us a little bit of an update. Now, the last times you've been here, we've talked about the virtual world. We've talked about I always forget the name of the characters.
The idea seekers.
Yeah, the idea seekers and you do a better job of this. Tell us about some of the stuff you've been working on.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating stuff, folks.
Sure. Well, at Spectracom, we're always trying to give businesses a sense of what's the next marketing opportunities that they can use to get their business products or services out into the marketplace. And that's why we were early on in 94 developing websites, and then we moved into social networks a couple of years ago, and now we're taking our clients into virtual worlds. Now, let's back up a step. I notice on your site, Jim, you've got some good conversations going and questions coming in about how to use social networks for business.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go over a little bit of that again, you know that you can go to Wikipedia and type in social networks, and you can get a list of, maybe 50, 60 or more different websites that are places where your customers can go and you can talk about your products and services and people connect and find you.
Right.
And anybody who has used Craigslist understands the power of letting your customer now talk about your experience, because Craigslist you can find things on, but then you take it to the next step and you can tell other people about, this is a great place
mm-hmm.
to go, this is a great thing to do, and so on. And, the social networks that most of us know about, because they're the big three, would be Facebook, MySpace, and
right.
Well, there's a whole bunch more that are much more focused. So whether you want to get something that has to do with online college communities or science or business or books or music, just about every area now has a social network.
Hmm.
Well, one of the trends that we're going to be seeing now in the next couple of years, because it's already happened, you can't be reading business publications without knowing about Second Life. But that is an example of a virtual world. The next generation, and I would really call that anybody who is 25 and below, has email is boring to them. They don't use email. And frankly, in the next year or so, they're going to be moving beyond social networks and really taking their social conversations into virtual worlds. Now, what's a virtual world? Well, really all that is it's the same sort of finding each other and having conversations. But now the exciting thing for businesses is that you can simulate your product or service in a virtual world setting, which helps people understand how to use it in the real world.
How long do you think it'll be before a website like most of us have right now? Even though my website is, I'm not going to say it's the most sophisticated in the world. It's not, but it's got a lot of moving parts on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of sizzle because of what we do and the technology we've developed. But even that one, whatever, regardless, How long do you think it'll be before a website like that will become obsolete?
Yes. Well, in the Wall Street, if you didn't catch it, last week there was an article about marketing in the world of the web, and they made a comment about there isn't a smart company today that isn't implementing some kind of online community, whether it's a wiki or a blog strategy,
right,
something like that. And I know on your site you've got a blog, so
mm-hmm.
Woohoo! You know, good
yeah.
going, Jim.
We're also, so, hey, well, listen, I'm also a twit, too. Did you know that?
Yes, there you
that's
go.
What,
you're twittering
what,
right away.
Well, we're twittering, and you know, I really kind of resisted at first because they were going to call me a twit, and I said, you know what, I got a wife. I don't need somebody else to call me names. Hold on to that thought, Jory. I'm going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Jory and Clark. She always stretches our brain when she joins us, and we're going to find some. You're going to find us some things that's probably going to make you see into the future a little bit. 2012. Stay with us.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 17 till. Little Drifters bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. .biz. I hope you'll check that out. That's the small business. AskJim.biz is where you find small business answers now. That's our knowledge base. And, of course, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find all the things that we do here, including the link to our blog. Or if you just want to go to jimsblog.biz, that'll get you there, too. So I hope you'll check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jorian Clark is our guest, our good friend, the president and the founder of Spectracom, and one of the smartest people I know, especially in the online world. And we're talking about the virtual world, and you know, you're kind of frightening me a little bit here, Jory, because you're telling me about things that I don't even know how to do, and you're telling me that I'm only a few months away from needing them.
Yes. Well, but I'd like to tell you that with the scare comes an opportunity. And
yep.
You had mentioned your last question to me was how long, what change,
right,
et cetera.
How long is it going to be before the websites we have now are obsolete?
Yes.
Not just the website, but the way we think about websites.
Yes. And there's two answers to that. I mean, the first fast answer is, if in 2009 you don't have some sort of community opportunity where your customers can participate in your brand message, you
mm-hmm.
will be obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
The second answer is there is a generational shift right now in the way that households make purchasing decisions. And that is, they are turning to everybody in the household to have a voice or to have an influence. And this is a generational shift. So,
yeah.
For example, when you and I were kids, my mom never said to me, what do you want for dinner? It was pretty much, it was
pretty funny.
You ate it or you didn't eat it. And that
well,
was
you ate it. You ate it.
Right. That was your choice. But
and then
now,
everything went to St. Louis in a handbasket after that. And tell them what happened.
Right. Well, what happens now, and watch around you, is how many parents or moms turn to their children and say, well, what would you like for dinner? Or,
all the time.
Yes, all the time.
And she winds up fixing five meals, five different
yes.
kinds of meals. And see, this is so wrong, Jory. This is what's happened to the world now.
Yeah, but you know, let
the adults lost control.
Yes, let's leverage this to actually get through the clutter that most of us adults have. I mean, we're getting bombarded with so many things, we don't have time to pay attention. However, most of us at some point in our day pay attention to our kids. So if our 10 or our 12-year-old comes to us and says, hey, Mom, did you know we could do da-da-da, chances are Mom's going to go, really? And so if we use the kids in the household as our channel for delivering our information about products and services in an appropriate way, you're going to catch Mom's attention and get through the clutter of everything
mm-hmm.
else. Now, I have a challenge and an opportunity to throw
all right.
out to the listening base. Because virtual worlds are still scary to most adults, what I'd like to do is invite anyone who has a business, and I don't care if that's a B2B setting, a B2C setting, or a nonprofit, to send me a request, and we will pick one person, one company, from all the requests, and put them within the virtual world.
All right, tell them.
It will be absolutely free.
Thank you for that. Tell them where the virtual world is.
Sure. Well, we're going to start you on a youth world in order to leverage that experience. And the website is kidscom.com, K-I-D-S-C-O-M.com.
I tell people about that website all the time for their kids.
Well, thank you.
I tell them to go there all the time.
Yeah. And if you're scared or you don't have an 8 to 12-year-old around to help you, there is a parent, you know, a button right on the front that says, you know, basically how to get started. And it should be pretty simple. And if not, grab a kid and they can help you. But you'll notice, for example, in terms of nonprofits, we have the Chicago Field Museum, and they have 300 to 400 visitors in their virtual field museum per day through us. We also have Ed Begley Jr., who has a virtual house that he's made green, and then
right.
he has videos where he's talking about why it's important to be energy efficient and be good to the environment,
mm-hmm.
and then he has his products, his cleaning products there to provide information on those. We have Sub-Zero refrigerators, and I think the funniest thing ever is Sub-Zero refrigerators are built-ins, meaning that they have to have cabinets around them. And we put them in the virtual world on a quick turnaround request, and within 2 days, we had kids emailing us saying, you know, where are the cabinets? We need some cabinets. So our own artists didn't even know that they needed
right.
cabinets around these
right.
refrigerators.
So now give us the address to find this again.
Sure. It's kidscom, KIDSCOM.com.
So even though you're not a kid, this is where you need to realize that you're, in terms of the virtual world, you're probably still an infant.
Yes. Yes, yes, you're still a kid yourself. But
yeah.
what happens here is we are showing how marketers can use the children to deliver the message to the moms. And so we've got parents on the site as well, too, not in the same way as their kids.
Can they click while they're there and submit their name to you?
No, they'll have to send me an email because
okay.
we're not making this public to everyone.
Oh, I got you. Okay, good. Well, give us the email address.
Sure. So if they send me an email, jori@kidscom.com.
Okay.
jori@kidscom.com. And, Jim, I think you can post that on your site.
Absolutely.
As well,
we will. And also... folks, if you're on my site, click on the contact there and send it to us if you forget her email address, and we'll send it on too. Tintail right back with Jori Clark after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the guy who can't tell time. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim, and I'm glad you're here. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Jori Clark doesn't know anything about that because she never makes a mistake. She's perfect. She's the founder of Spectracom.com. And don't forget, folks, two coms there, Spectracom.com, but also kidscom.com, which if you got a kid, what ages, Jori, do we need for the kids comp thing?
It stretches from 8 to 13, and I would say the most active kids are 10, 11, and 12.
And so, but when I go there, I'm probably going to be embarrassed because the kids are going to be just whizzing around me, right?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Jim, we have, it's in the thousands of stores, little entrepreneurs of kids who have created their own stores, and they're buying and selling virtual goods with each other.
You know, Jori, I'm so proud of you because you were on this show telling me and my audience about this when it was just not much more than a gleam in your eye.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And
yes,
a few years ago, and I'm so proud of you for what you've done. And it was all devoted, it was all designed to give kids a safe place to go and spend time and learn about the internet where the parents could know that they'd be safe.
Yes, and I'm very excited to tell you that just last week, Common Sense Media, which is they do a lot of advertising on TV,
right.
they're a nonprofit.
Right, I know those guys.
Media to parents, we just got a 4-star rating, which is
wow.
1 star higher than Webkinz.
Congratulations.
So we're very excited to be rated higher than Webkinz.
Well, I'm not the least bit surprised. Okay, so what else do we need to know about the virtual world?
Okay. Well, you need to know that it really is a generational shift. This younger generation does not really spend much time with
And you're not talking about 30-somethings. You're talking about 12-somethings.
Well, you know, it's the funniest thing. You ask a 30-year-old what's hot, and they'll say social networks. You ask a 15-year-old what's hot, and they'll say virtual worlds.
Yeah.
And so that's why we talk about you have to be moving in that direction. And like I said, I have, you know, who would have ever thought that Sub-Zero refrigerators would be reaching out to kids? I mean, you know, it's not that kind of a product people would think. However, as I joked with you, we put these refrigerators into the virtual world because kids make houses. And,
right.
And within 2 years, kids emailing us and saying, well, where's the built-in cabinet? We need cabinets. And our own artist didn't even know that you needed cabinets. So what was exciting for us was there are our families getting exposed to these products as being energy efficient. Because, you know, most of the products and services we're showing are talking about green.
Who is the best candidate out there in small businesses for thinking about a virtual world website?
I would say that rather than building one themselves, similar to maybe putting a corporate page on Facebook, they can look to do a corporate location within an existing virtual world. That's the best way to get started, and that's the lowest price way.
Where are the...
Again, you can determine who you're trying to reach, and there'll be a list of virtual worlds that are out there.
Ah.
We really
so
are...
these are answer to
yes,
virtual worlds.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're really the primary family-oriented virtual world.
Right.
We're reaching moms and kids.
Are you going to try to branch out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But that's why, you know, the kids say to us, as well as the parents say to us, we want our virtual simulated world to be just like our real world. So they're looking for restaurants, hotels, travel agencies.
This is going to change the world in the next generation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a paradigm. You're calling it a shift, but it's a generational shift. But my friend Joel Barker would call it a paradigm shift.
Yes.
Wait to happen.
It's fun to type and leave messages for each other, but now if you could actually walk up to somebody and either launch a video that would show your product or, for example, we have a restaurant. The kids are in there playing waiter and waitress and cook, and they even team was actually figuring out who is going to be the person ordering their food. So, you know, really, if you think about it as a simulated environment where you can show off your product or service, that's how you need to think about it. Don't be scared by creating an avatar or anything else. And I can tell you, Jim, one of the having an avatar is the physical appearance of my avatar doesn't have any weight problem.
Can I get a Tom Selleck avatar for me? Hey, thanks, Jory, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you much.
See
and
you
we
next.
Look forward to hearing from folks. Just either send it to you or Jory at KidsDumb.com.
Thank you,
and just
Jory.
Tell us who you are and what your product or service is, and we'll
contact Jory.
You back.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.